Al-Qaeda puts out a call to war in India. Ebola meets its match in West Africa. And back to school means government hoops in Haiti. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Al-Qaeda says jihad is coming to India. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's a desperate attempt to stay relevant.
The fact that it focuses on an area of the world where Islamic State is not active, is not doing anything at this point in time, says to me it's a real effort to kind of put Al-Qaeda back on the front pages.
Before you dismiss the coming storm, though, consider that the new Prime Minister of India is a leader in the Hindu Nationalist Party.
It really does sort of put the pieces in place for what could be a very significant conflict.
Muslim-Hindu violence is unique in its intensity in India. Christians are almost always caught in the crossfire. Church leaders are concerned, but undeterred.
They understand that the potential for persecution is growing, but they also understand that God has called them to minister and evangelize Hindus and Muslims, and so they are excited about that opportunity. Even as they know, it does come with a price.
Because they see it for what it is, spiritual warfare. Help us build a prayer wall on our Facebook page. Next, many ministries are asking for your aid to refugees in the Middle East. But before you get annoyed at all of the requests, consider why they're being made. John Parker of Advancing Native Mission shares why they just sent a container of aid to Jordan.
The need is huge. And there's about 1 million refugees there in Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey. And they're saying it's going to get much worse. There's even estimates of another 1 million.
Parker says it's hard to know the particulars of our impact, especially spiritually, but that we should never underestimate what it means to give a gift in Jesus' name. Visit our website if you'd like to help. But for now, pray.
We should all be praying for the situation in the Middle East. It's a disaster. And they're saying it's going to get worse. And then there's probably going to be some Iraqis coming too, you know, because of ISIS. So, yeah, we need to be praying that people like ISIS would come to know the Lord. Prayer can change that.
You're listening to Mission Network News. How do you stop Ebola from spreading? You shut down the country. Well, at least that's what Sierra Leone's president is considering, according to one of his aides. Sierra Leone's second only to Liberia in the number of Ebola infections and deaths. Living Water International's taking its own steps to prevent Ebola from spreading in West Africa. They're teaching communities about hygiene and sanitation. See how they connect Ebola to Scripture at our website. Meanwhile, the phrase back to school can mean a lot of things. Newly sharpened pencils, crisply ironed uniforms, shiny new gym shoes. In Haiti, Ron Pierre of Baptist Haiti Mission says back to school means big changes.
They're starting to install some new government regulations with regard to not only government schools, but Christian schools. That means a dramatic impact on us. We're in desperate need of funds to cover school books.
It would be really easy if you could just ship school books from the U.S. to Haiti, but Pierre says that's not an option.
The school books need to be printed and sanctioned by Haiti.
Can you help BHM get the materials they need to reach students for Christ? We'll connect you with the group at missionnetworknews.org.
The youth are crying out. They don't want to sit and beg. They want to learn. They want to grow.
And when you think of baptism, do you think of prisoners? Probably not. But for one man in particular, baptism of inmates is a major life focus and a reason to rejoice. Crossroad Bible Institute says their India director saw 46 prisoners baptized over the last year. That's 46 prisoners who gave their lives over to Christ, even while serving time. Pray for blessings and growth upon CBI India, as well as the other branches of CBI around the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Abraham and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through unique, story-based oral communication styles. Get your copy of Abraham and the Dreamer by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.